What's so great about? What's so great about?
Welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that asks great questions and gets great answers, motherfucker. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Bloody well, Terry, and you?
I too am well.
Look at this.
We're back. A little bit older, a little bit rounder, a little bit grey.
I know. I am.
Oh, fucking right, man.
Man, and I am getting fucking old as well. Yeah. I see, when I look at myself straight on, I'm like, okay, that's fine. If I see a shot of me side profile, I just see glasses hanging off the end of my nose, bags under my eyes, grey hair at the back, big fat belly coming out.
Let me ask you, would you ever think about dyeing your hair?
No. Okay. I don't mind it being grey. I'm waiting for the beard to go grey. Then I'll be a distinguished gentleman.
That's where mine's going grey. I'm not going grey up top. I'm going grey in here. The
I'd kill for that.
Salt and marmalade, you know?
And I tell you what, your hair is looking fantastic,
Thank you. I am on the verge of getting a cut.
Oh, don't.
I don't know. I found out. Look, I'm going to sound like a real wanker saying this, but I found this new mousse that's working for me.
Oh, what a wanker. Yeah.
It's working for me. It's not.
So keep it.
Yeah, but it's also like, look at this like mullet that I've got going on in the back here.
That's not a mullet.
I mean, it's getting there.
I know you need that.
Yeah.
You need that. Otherwise, it's too teddy boy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I personally used to hate it when people with hair shorter than mine kicked up a stink about me cutting my hair when it was longer. Because I'm like, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what this is like. Don't you tell me not to cut it. You grow yours.
Yeah.
You know,
how was your weekend?
Great.
Yeah,
I tell you, how was me? When's the last time you recorded? Since November?
Yeah, about 8 months. Gus, my little man.
My man.
He's 6 months. He was 6 months yesterday.
Fuck, and we stopped recording
like
before.
two months beforehand. Like wow. September. So maybe 3 months. Maybe nine months.
I think it was November.
Was it November? No, it wasn't November, because I had moved house in October, so it was before October.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shit.
So October.
Back in Jan, as we advertise. Yeah.
What month is it? So it's June. June.
Yeah, so this is like basically a catch-up pod.
Yeah. We did one. Didn't we do one?
We did do a catch-up pod. Maybe that was November.
Maybe. I'm trying to think if I had the baby at that point. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that was December.
I'm finding it to be
time is a flat circle.
Home recording. Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, this is it.
Oh, no.
I'm finding the home records. I found towards the end of the last series I was just like
you were in the thick of it.
I can't do this anymore. Now, for the first 5 months of my little angel Myla's life, it was hell. Right? Cute as a button, but
I don't think I've ever seen you as stressed.
There was one particular message I remember sending you where I was just very. You were like. You seem stressed.
I think at one point I was like, come up and stay with me for a night. Like,
I was mad. I was like, Terry, I don't. You're like, you seem very low energy, Andy. And there was one point where I was like, it just doesn't fucking stop. And like, you either had just had your baby or...
We were just before. It was just like, before.
What sort of person does this to someone who's expecting?
You had been gone.
I had no other outlet. This podcast used to be the outlet.
But you had been gone out of the baby world for like... Joni's what, 8 now?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're gone out of a good 7 years of like, I'm still in it, man. Like, you know.
How is it possible to do it with two of them at that age? You know?
It's been tough. I mean, if you want to dig into my whole story.
Please.
Of like, you know, I.
Wasn't there something you were saving for the pod?
Oh, certainly was. Okay, so I, as you know, I was living in Dunnycarney when we were doing most of our home records.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, it was a friend of ours who owned the house.
Yeah.
And he was selling up, but he kind of said to us, look, I don't want to be like rushing you guys out. So we're waiting on our new build to be finished. And they told us October. Now, they told us January of the year before. So, October 22. Originally, it was like Jan 22. April 22. August, October.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't... The estate... I tell you, I learned something from this whole... Like, fucking estate agents.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah.
But... I couldn't get a straight answer. Oh yeah, definitely or whatever. It's like, well, can you confirm? Ah, well, you know, there's things that are holding
it
up.
Confirm. Yeah, you're so exactly. old-fashioned.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be done when it's done.
Well, I got a hold of the site foreman. Like, Faye had joined. Like, I'm back on Facebook to like find out all like these village updates because I'm like, I've gone back in time.
But I know.
Like, Faye had joined up on Facebook for like a Rathdrum community, Avondale Grange group.
Yeah.
All people that were moving in, they were like, one of them, we were literally sitting there, it's like, I can't believe, like, you know, we've got good news, the house is probably going to be like another 2 weeks, so before we're moving out. And we sat down on like Thursday night, and she's like, I'm going to check on the group, and checked on the group, and it was like somebody who's like the phase before us were due to move in. They're like, oh my god, like, all the stuff in front of our house has been dug up, we were just there the other day, now they say it's not going to be till next year, and like they're the phase before us. And she left them she left a number for this guy, being like, contact this guy, he has the answers. So I rang a man up and I laid it all out for him. I was like, look, my lease is up in a month, I have a 7 month pregnant wife, what's the story, like, is it going to be October? And he's like, it's not going to be October. He's like, he's no skin in the game, he's like, it's not, it's next year.
No.
Yeah. So we sourced a 6 month, we were lucky enough to get a 6 month stay in like one of my parents' friends' house. They went to like vacation in Spain.
Mm.
So we were very lucky, and it wasn't too much, like, we could keep Bonnie in creche and, you know, all that good stuff. But we were like, we'll definitely be in the house by the time March rolls around, like, because it's the end of March, like, still not in the house. So we had to book an Airbnb in Carlo for the first 2 weeks in April. And we're like, well, definitely, well, we're like, April 12th is far too long. We'll have the keys before then, because we'd gone through such a fucking rigmarole of having to get our loan expired.
Yeah.
And
had to reapply then.
We had to reapply, and it was taking ages. Apparently this year it's taken ages. And then like the developers came back and was like, you still haven't signed the contracts. Like, well, we fucking had signed them. I'm just ranting here, but like, like, we had signed them, and then they were like, because they changed, and because our loan thing hadn't come true, our solicitor was like, don't sign them, because we never tell anybody to sign if they don't have the loan offer. And then the developer's like, we're sick of waiting on you. They set us a deadline. So we were like, we had 30 days.
Oh, the fucking stress.
Oh, man, we had 30 days to sign the stuff, get it sorted. Like, if we didn't have our loan offer within 30 days, we would have, like, lost the deal. And, like, we were looking at house prices. They've all gone up by 60 grand since the price we agreed.
Yeah.
Anyway, with all that sorted, we're like, great, we'll definitely be in the house. And then it rolls around till April. We're staying in an Airbnb in Carlow. And when I tell you, like, we were, the day we were moving, we were supposed to be like on the road at like 1 o'clock. It's like the moving truck was delayed. We didn't end up getting back after like putting all our stuff in storage till like 7. And then it was like, had to have the food for the kids, pack up the car with all the shit that we were bringing with us to Carlow. And then it was like, didn't get on the road till like 10. Like, kids asleep in the car. And then we're like, fuck it. What? Shit show at the fuck factory. Was
10. Now,
10 at night.
Ugh.
Right? So we were driving. And then we're like, it's actually quite a nice drive. You know, it's like real quiet. Me and Faye were like listening to like rap music. And the kids are asleep in the back.
What rap out of interest?
A bit of Dre.
Nice.
A bit of like...
Old school. West
Warren
Coast.
G, you know.
G-Funk.
You know.
Say no more.
Yeah. Just like, once you're like... That's a great tune that I haven't heard in forever.
Yes.
Like, being parents, we don't get to listen to the music we want in the car.
No. So, you have a good window until they're about 3, or at least Joni was, maybe 2, when we could listen to whatever we want with swearing in it. And then...
No, it's not even that. It's like, it's Moana. It's Thomas the Tank. Yeah. It's whatever now. Like, you know, Bonnie's on to the Muppets, and I can listen to the Muppets songs all day.
See, now I'll like... I'll have started the car. I'll deliberately drive away before Joni realizes what's on. She's like, can we listen to something that all of us like? I'm like, oh, I can't change it now.
Like, I can't change it now.
On the way back. You know.
But we got to, like, you know, about 12 o'clock when we're pulling into where it's supposed to be.
Midnight.
Pitch black, right? But we were like, it's actually been a really nice drive, and, you know, it's been really relaxing. And Faye's like, how long do we have left? I looked at the GPS, like 4 minutes. And then you hear like, burp. In the back seat, it's like, Is that a burp? And I was like, like Bonnie, like, just had to get, never get sick on herself, puked all over herself.
Oh,
and
no.
We're like, she starts crying, and we're like, we're almost there, hon. And I was like, where is the house? And it's like pissing. Like,
so, this is the one that you're in now?
No, no, this is like a rented Airbnb.
Right.
In the middle of nowhere where there's like no light. It's like, it says it's here. I was like, maybe that's it there. Like, get out of the car. And it's like, it said the key is under the mat. Like, I run up to this like old farmhouse. And it's like a wooden door. It's like, there's no mat. I'm like,
can I help you?
Kind of. I'm like running around the back. It's like a Resident Evil mission. Like, I'm like, nobody.
Into the daughter's window.
Kind of. Like, and like, I couldn't find anything with like a doormat. And then I was like, it's not there. It's not that one. There's one like just back where there was a car parked outside. It's like, that must be the owner's car or something. So we're like, get back in the car, trying to move it. It's like, vroom, the car is not moving. It's like the tire is like, I'm like, I think it's stuck in the mud. I'm like trying to like move the car at midnight, lashing rain, two kids bawling in the backseat.
Oh,
eventually,
was that the most stress? Was that one of the top three most stressful moments of your life?
I was just like, just have to laugh, like, and then it was like, so like I have my hood up, running around. We eventually get into the other like driveway, and I'm like, ah, okay. And then I'm looking in that farmhouse, and it's like, no, there's no doormat here. I'm like, maybe I'll go around the back, and I'm like, banging on the windows, looking through it. Like, turns out somebody was staying in there and they were asleep. They didn't hear me. But like, imagine
staying,
like, because it was like there's two houses connected,
right?
And it was like the one I was like hands through the window, I'm like, hello, like banging on it, like there's somebody living there for the duration of whatever time,
right?
But like, they didn't,
no relation to you.
No, they didn't wake up. But like, it's just this like weirdo running around
the hood up
at like 12:30. And then like, I'm like, I'm gonna go back and check the other one again. And like,
and how, what happened then?
So like, the door that I was looking at, like, I tried opening it and like it wouldn't open. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, there's no mat. And then I was like, right, I just like threw my shoulder like a few times, and like the door like opened, and it was just like one of those real old doors that you had to like, it's like a porch door.
Yeah.
They had to like push open. It's like a doormat. It's like, the key's under here. I'm like, for fuck's sake. So it was insane. It was like the start of a horror movie or something like that. Like,
stuck in the mud. Like,
when
did it ever happen?
I know. Like, and it turns out it wasn't even the mud. It was like the car had locked for some reason. And it was like Faye's brother's car. He'd given us a lend of our car because our other car kept breaking down. So we had to like sell that for scrap.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that was eventful. That was like one of our tour of the Southeast.
And that's like, even without that, I was saying to you, like, for since the podcast, me and Terry have taken to video messaging each other a lot, pretty much every day,
all the time.
You know, and it's actually been great. It's been a great, you know, substitute.
Nice little confessional, like.
Yes, it's like therapy. Mm. But like, even without that story, just the mere fact that like, from about a year ago, you were like, okay, we're only 3 months here, then we have to go here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, Faye's pregnant, has the baby, now you have a newborn baby. You're going from like, we're spending 2 weeks here, and then we have to move to this other place for 2 weeks, like different counties,
like,
and then this place, and then hopefully, if that's done, oh, there's a water issue, we have to get the water cert or whatever it was.
Box.
And I'm like, the whole time I was like, I would have crumbled at this.
We almost did. Like, losing our mind. And like, we only got the bed into the house. Like, that's the thing. We're like, oh, when we get to the house, it'll be perfect. So we're in Wicklow, in Rathdrum.
Yeah, there now, yeah.
In there. But like,
we're neighbours.
We're like 2 weeks in Carlow. Then it was like a week in Avoca, where you came up to drop me a lovely recording mic. Yeah, thank you very much.
That's what friends do, huh?
It sure is. And then I was like a week in Glenmalure. So you're like
great spot.
Getting closer to Rathdrum every time. And then when we got in there, it was just like, literally, we got the keys on the Tuesday night. It was like, rang somebody for the flooring. And it was like, he's like, yeah, I can do it. Like, Thursday, Friday, he's doing the flooring. Friday, like, a shit ton of our stuff gets delivered from storage. Otherwise, we'd have to pay like another 500 quid for like a month storage.
Right,
so
it was
like, it was all just like crammed in.
Yeah.
But like, we didn't have a bed for like 3 weeks. So I was like on the couch for the first, like, my brand new home.
Yeah.
On my crummy old kit, because the mattress we had was like our old mattress, so it didn't fit like me, Faye, and Gus.
Yeah.
And like, his co-sleeper was in storage still, so Which is like a real fucking...
And do you have, and you have the bed now?
We got an Emma mat. Emma fucking took a month to deliver the mattress.
Emma?
Emma.
Never heard of it, mate.
Maybe you never heard of an Emma mattress. They're the big thing now, these mattresses.
Why are they so good? Just comfy?
Fucking, it's like you're sleeping on a cloud. I want to say it was worth the wait. I mean, it wasn't, but I'm very happy now that it's arrived.
Now, you were messaging me last week and you said that you were going to put it together that night. And I issued a stark warning. Don't start tonight. It's going to take you forever. Now, did you?
We did it the next night because we had like a late bedtime. So whenever I messaged you, that was like my plan was like get Bonnie down.
And
to
you're
sleep.
Planning on watching John Wick 4 on the same night.
Yeah, that's
good luck.
I watched that last night. That's two and three quarters hours of a movie. Like
two.
I'll come back to
John
it.
John Wick 4.
I'll come back to it.
Two and three quarters.
I'll come back to it. 2:45 around.
No
that,
business like. Being that long for an action movie.
Fucking deadly, man. Anyway, I'll come back to it.
Spoiler's gone. Bananas.
Come back to it.
Sorry, go on.
We put it together the next night, and it was like we got both kids down early. With the two of us, it took us about half an hour. Like, you need two
what?
People. It's so fucking easy. These Emma mattresses, these Emma beds, it's just literally like click in.
Oh.
It's perfect. Like, because we were dreading
screwing
it.
Every yoke
not
by
one,
myself.
Not one screw. We got an IKEA one last time. And it was like, when we saw it, it was like, oh, we put in the slats. I fucking forgot about the slats. Yeah. And like, I remember last time, like my hands being blistered to bits, putting them all together.
Trying to get
them in. These ones, it's like the six slats all tied together. You pop them down and they have like two little like circular holes. Four of them and you're done. And I was like, the other parts are just like, you click it in. And once you click it in, it's secure.
I realize now.
It costs a fucking arm and a leg. But
that's what I've learned since being a parent. What you pay for is...
You get what you pay for.
Even if it's a good thing, you think, oh, that's a pretty good price. The reason it's a good price is because you have to put it together yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... It's like, for me anyway, 4 to 6 hours of my time. And after about 30 minutes, I'm not talking to anyone. I'm just like, get out and just let me finish the thing. If I'm doing the DIY, I'm very much just...
I was putting together the kitchen, not the kitchen, the bathroom cabinets.
Yeah.
And it was like the guy who's doing our tiling, he was going to fix it to the wall for us. So I had to have it ready for him. So it was like Sunday night. And I'm like, these fucking IKEA instructions. Again, like rumbling to myself. And like, I was like looking around Faye's like, do you want my opinion or a little? I'm like, no, it's fine.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Thank you. And then I'd be like, let me ask you something. Maybe you're saying that something that I'm not. I don't see this here. Where is this? And she's like,
already so aggressive. It's like, where is this?
I was like, is it that thing there? I'm like, thank you. My cheese.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I'm glad you're in there.
It's been a wild ride.
Holy shit.
I stupidly was like, well, it's going to be all smooth sailing once I get the house. Like, nope, you forget. You still have a shit ton. I got a loan out for like home improvements. And like every time I talk to somebody, they're like, oh, that's like blinds. Like, that's $1,300. Yeah. I'm like, okay, add it to the, yeah, sure, what else? Like,
it goes so fast. Oh, I also got a fairly large home improvement loan. And it's been lovely. Even like at the weekend, like we had an old like dilapidated greenhouse. Like the house is over 100 years old.
It needed
Whoa. Like loads of work. And like I had no heat when we moved in. I had no, you know, like there was loads of stuff I didn't have. No kitchen really. But there was an old dilapidated greenhouse, but there was all like glass everywhere and like it really wasn't safe to have kids around it. Mm. So you got that gotten rid of and then now we have like a patio and like it's nice. We had breakfast out there on Saturday.
Nice.
We got like one of those tables with the
parasol. Where'd you get it? Top Line Bowlands?
Tesco actually.
Oh.
Club card.
I tell you,
200 on the club card points.
You need that fucking club card.
Yeah, you do. That's how they get you, though.
It's free. So, like, I'm like, if I shop in Tesco without my club card, it's 20 fucking quid. Yeah. Or
they're laughing at you.
Which your club card is like, it's a tenner. I'm like, well, of course I'm going to use the club card.
24 packet.
What do they benefit from me using the club card? Let me ask you that. My data?
Here's how they get you, okay? The club card price is just the normal price.
Yes, 100%.
But they just do it to get you in there.
Why do they want me in there as a club card?
Because you have money.
Yes, but like, why do they want me as a club card member?
Because you're more likely to go back there because you're you're thinking, oh, well, I'll save here. Like you go to Dunnes and you get your €10 off for every 50. Yeah. That's why, because like, you'll shop in Dunnes instead of Aldi.
I would have shopped in Tesco. Say, for me, there's a Tesco by my work.
Yeah.
So I'm shopping in Tesco there regardless.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They think you're doing your weekly shop. You're the Tesco in Arklow. Have you been to the Tesco in Arklow?
Huge. I saw it the other day. Massive. My God.
Massive. Yeah. Very expensive. But I don't know why I'm like, yeah, like I have had to do with it. But yeah, and so I only seen there like 24 packet cans for of Coke Zero, of course.
It's like for €10.
Yeah, by the way, I'm drinking Monster not ironically anymore. I used to do this on the pod all the time.
Sad man.
I drink one of these nearly every day.
I mean, this is my third. This is my third Lucas 8 today.
Well, that's kind of the same.
I've been up since four.
Four.
Yeah,
it all just blends into one.
My lovely little girl decided she wanted to wake up at 4:30, and she's been sleeping great. She must have known I was coming here to record.
Oh, like, they always
know. Two Lucas Aids deep by 10 o'clock is not healthy. Like.
Yeah, but you always do that in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I would be. I would have
you're a carbonated beverage.
I would have
a morning beverage.
A Coke Zero. You know, I'll go if I'm not super duper tired. I'd have a Coke Zero.
That's my voice. In the AM, a Coke Zero in the AM.
I need that bit of caffeine.
Well, you're not a coffee drinker.
Yeah, so that I'm hamstrung.
Meanwhile, I'll have three cups of coffee and then I'll have
a Monster. Why is there a stigma? No stigma with coffee, but there's a stigma with soft beverages.
Good question. I don't know. They've got a bad reputation because you just don't know what's in them. All this shit, taurine and fucking L-carnitine. I don't even
what's
know.
What's this one? Glucose.
I tell you what, Lucozade ought to be ashamed of themselves, if I may say.
Why?
Because now they've jumped in.
Fighting words.
They've jumped in.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The fucking,
it's shite. Don't
and,
drink
and
it.
And first of all, it's the worst flavour I've ever tasted.
They were giving them out for free in work. And even I wouldn't take them home.
Honestly, they
Mr. Lucozade.
You. Yeah. They should be paying you. I thought, okay, you poor mugs. For like, they invented the energy drink game, and now they're like, "Oh, but
original is best, my friend." That's it. Awful. I would class that different to this.
Yeah,
this is like a sport.
That's not an energy drink.
This is like a sports.
It's like an isotonic.
No, it's not an isotonic because it's fizzy though.
Well, fizzy isotonic, glucose.
Isotonic is not fizzy. Club Energize, Lucozade Sports.
It's isotonic by its nature, not fizzy.
Yeah,
you don't know that.
I mean,
can it be fizzy and isotonic?
I don't think it can.
Are you making this up?
No, man. We used to work in a centre together.
True, I have never seen a physio isotonic. Yeah. Sure.
But like this, I would say this is like, you know, Lucozade Energy to me is like when you're active, when you're on the go, this is for you. That, I don't know what I would classify.
This is I'm going to...
Insane.
I'm fall going to sleep at 2 p.m. and I need this so I can crash at 8 p.m. at a more reasonable time to crash. But
do you find that when you have a fizzy drink that like you will crash?
I can't tell. My lifestyle choices I crash around 8 anyway, to be honest. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I definitely feel like I need something.
Yeah.
At like 1, 2 o'clock. You know? The slump.
What was my life like before sugar, I wonder? Or if I cut sugar out of my life, what would I be like? Unbearable?
No, you'd have a headache for a while.
Would. I read this article where it was a family cut out sugar for like 6 months. No sugar, only natural. So only fruits. And then they treated themselves to like cake or something.
And then
they all felt really sick and had to lie down because they like had deprived themselves of sugar for so long. It's like, this is how the body is supposed to react to sugar. You're not supposed to have this much sugar in your system.
Yeah.
So like when you overload on it, you feel sick and need to lie down.
It's true actually, because I'm very much propping myself up with
100%
constant with what substances.
How many average hours of sleep a night do you get?
Maybe seven. Six and a half, seven.
You're lucky.
I am lucky. Yeah. Myla sleeps very well. She goes to bed at about 7:30 and she wakes up. Well, she's still asleep
when
kind
you're
of waking up when I'm leaving the house.
Pretty good.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
Sometimes Joni will come down now and say she has a bad dream. She never tells me what the dream is about, which kind of bugs me, but it's not about me. She tells Kerry, she doesn't tell me.
Does Kerry tell you?
Yeah, she came down the other day. She's like, I had a bad dream, and I was like, what was it? And she's like, don't want to tell you. And I was like, all right. And then I asked Carrie, what was that about? She's like, oh, something about being kidnapped or something. I was like, oh, my baby. I can't
She's
tell her that I know.
You.
I know.
Like, there was a man with a knife to your throat.
Not my daddy. Stop pointing that gun at my dad.
Reservoir Dogs.
I just picture Joni.
Yeah. Now listen, I noticed you're wearing a United jersey there.
Yes, sir.
Can you care to talk about your latest misfortune?
I mean, look, What's your thoughts on
the FA Cup final? That Man United, if you're not a football fan, United lost the FA Cup final.
So preventable. That's the thing. That's the more when I saw the first goal, what, 13 seconds in?
12, actually.
I was like, what a belter. And then I'm like looking at it, it's like De Gea, like,
why does De Gea go down? That's what I don't understand. Now, I heard a theory that, I don't know if it's a theory.
Spring?
Yeah, like he had planted his foot and for the other way. And so he just was positioned wrong. But like, it seemed odd the more I look at it. It was like, the shot's gone that way. Why are you going down? Like, you haven't moved.
You're going like that.
Why are you going? Why don't you stick a hand out? I don't understand why they do that.
If he takes a step, and like, it does go quickly, but like, if he...
Yeah, it's a good shot.
But like, if his reflexes are like half of what they normally are or should be, he probably would save it. Like,
yeah.
And then the second one is just...
Second one's worse, really, isn't it?
Oh, it gets worse every time you look at it. I'm like, ba-doom, ba-doom, nothing ba-doom.
Worse than conceding a goal where the shot bounces before it
three
gets
times.
To you.
Did it bounce? Three times it bounced before I got to him. And he's like, Mr. Burns in goal. Like,
it was annoying. Yeah. Well, it wasn't annoying for me, but it's annoying when that happens. I only seen recently De Gea's top 10.
So many.
Like mistakes. I was like, holy shit. And I mean, very recent.
He's there 10 years.
The Sevilla stuff. And like, I forgot all about that.
The Sevilla stuff, like, people are like, oh, Ten Hag bottled it against Sevilla. And you see that away game. You're like,
De Gea.
Between, now it's De Gea, and like the first goal, I still think Maguire is like very culpable for.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's, you know, you can't keep him as your number one next year. I don't know why they're offering him a contract for 200k or whatever to keep him as like the sub keeper. Just get rid.
And is that more or less than he's on now?
He's the highest paid goalkeeper in the world.
What?
375k a week. Because they wanted him, when he was at their peak.
He was your best player for like 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
And
during
it was like,
the wilderness
his contract
years.
Is running down. They're like, we need to sign him up.
Yeah.
So like, he was like,
it's probably a good move then.
I think he's the highest paid player at United now after Ronaldo gone. Like, but they're offering him a new contract on severely reduced terms. But like, we kept Haaland quiet and De Bruyne for most of the game. Like,
is Haaland hasn't struck me as a big game player yet.
I mean, he scored a hat trick against United at the Etihad and assisted 2 goals. It was like,
shut my mouth.
But and you look at the Arsenal games; he's pretty clutch in those games.
Okay,
but
now, what's that mean?
He's the guy. He's like, Gundogan would have been the clutch player.
Okay, I've heard people say that.
He always comes up with
a new
term.
He always comes up
with the goods. Like, you know.
Okay. Now, can I ask you another question about modern lingo?
Yeah.
When someone says no cap, what's that mean?
I don't know. Mm. Wait, I have it on my phone.
Look at it.
As a text.
I'll vamp.
Thread.
So there's a lot of terms. I'm actually convinced the term gaslighting didn't exist 10 years ago.
There's a movie called Gaslight from the like 40s about the topic. So, you know.
I think you're gaslighting. I've been accused of
10 years
it a
ago,
lot.
You wouldn't have been able to say that. Let me see. Keep vamping.
Hey, here's a question I'd like to ask you, Terry, and everyone listening. Now, since in the last 5 years, mosquitoes have become a big issue for me, especially when sleeping. I'm covered in multiple bites here. Now, before you tell me what the answer is, do you remember mosquitoes being an issue when you were a kid?
I mean, not as much.
Like, I know they've existed for millions of years.
We used to get them. I guess it was just we probably didn't like bother us as much, I don't think.
God, every time I see one fly by the TV screen in bed and I'm up with my electric tennis racket and I'm like, got it? Got the thing?
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
What's no cap mean? I could have Googled it by this time.
No, because somebody on a thread I have was like, is cap and no cap? And I'm just looking here.
I'm just going to Google it.
Okay, well, you can.
No cap meaning, easy.
Cap is bullshit. So no cap means no shit, I guess, or no lie.
No cap? Ah. Here's another one for you.
Drip.
No, that's so 2010s. Yeah. Now it's if you're serious, if you say something and I say, are you serious? I go, dead ass. Yeah, like dead ass, bro. As in dead ass serious.
Oh, okay. I don't like it.
I like that one more than no cap.
Hold on, I have a few here. Let's.
Yeah, please.
Go through them here.
Ask me them, and I'll tell you if I.
Okay. Cap, no cap. On God.
Yeah, it means, like, I swear to God.
Okay, drippy.
Good clothes.
Baddie.
Joni says baddie a lot.
Do you know what it means?
Just like someone who's pretends to be good, but is actually... Ah, fuck, no. What is it?
Thick. A thick lady is a baddie.
What's Joni using? I gotta call my kid.
And slaps is the other one. We were using slaps a few years ago.
You know what she says instead of throw?
What?
Yeet.
Yeet?
Like, I yeet. Like, don't yeet it. And I've seen it.
Don't throw it?
Like yeet. Yeah, so instead of throw, she says yeet. I yeeted it.
Why would she?
Yeet. Y-E-E-T. I don't know. I don't understand the lingo.
Me neither.
I'm old.
Yeah.
And I tell you how old I feel.
How old are you?
I feel very old. I feel very old in this office where I work because I am old.
Is there young people working here?
They're all... I mean, there's obviously older people than me, but like most of the people were born between like...
Most of them out there like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Were born between like mid-90s and like 2000. You know what I mean? And I'm singing songs or I'm talking about something, you know, like something you'd be like, you'd reference like the Sugar Babes or something, and they'd be like, huh?
Grand Funk Railroad.
They suck.
Starland Vocal Band.
Anyway, hey, I was watching a movie, Terry.
Hey, hit me.
Yeah, I'm going to just dip my toe into the movie.
Well, should we talk about actually, maybe we'll do it at the end.
Well, we can talk
about what our upcoming series is going to be. We'll do it at the end.
Okay. I was watching an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I only briefly mentioned it to you. Old.
I've seen it. I tell you, I watched it when I had the worst vomiting bug. I had that norovirus bug.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it the night before, or when I had it. I was sitting there watching it, and I felt a bit queasy watching it. But that night at like 12 o'clock, I was like puking my guts up.
Shit.
Yeah, I felt like I was dying.
Jesus.
Didn't help my memory at all.
Excuse me, monster burp.
Oof. Disgusting.
I love a movie with a good premise, and it had a great premise. Basically, you get old quick on this beach.
Beach makes you old.
Yeah. Simple. You can explain it in a sentence. That's always a great key to a good premise. But the execution was...
middling, right?
It was boring. They made it kinda boring. It wasn't exciting. Even the deaths were like, someone would die and they'd move on 10 seconds later, like just this corpse behind them. Like, what are we going to do about this? Shouldn't we be freaking out about this?
I did like, well, there was a couple of bits that were quite unnerving. Like the whole thing with like, your one is pregnant.
Yeah.
And then it was like, the disturbing thing with the baby because
They didn't give it attention for like 10 seconds but in old terms that was like weeks of not attention and the baby died. That was actually I was going to say
upsetting.
Like a nice touch.
It's upsetting,
but like it's like a clever tool. You know what I mean? It wasn't nice, but it was
your
clever.
One's bones all cracking. Weird,
you know, like
I don't know if he has it anymore. You know?
I don't think so. And he's in it too much. He himself is in it way too much. Absolutely no reason.
He's in every one of his movies.
No reason for it.
Like, but, like, I watched Knock at the Cabin. That was his newer one.
Good.
Bautista is in it. So, always get points for casting that. And it's like, it's this, like, gay couple and their adopted daughter in a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And then Bautista and three other people, like, show up. And it's like they basically say they have to choose one of them to die of the three.
Hmm.
Have to choose one of them to die, or the world will end. And it's like,
a good premise.
Very good premise. It's better than old. I liked it more than old.
Okay,
I have to say.
But did it live up to the premise?
No, it did not.
That's his
because
problem.
Because there's some bits in it where you're like, I wish you'd landed the plane better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like stuck the landing.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more literal.
You want to know what stuck the landing?
What did?
Succession. It's over, Andy.
Look,
how far did you get? You got like season two?
Like half, like nearly the end of season two.
Okay.
And it's not like I liked it, but like there was nothing. Every night when I was watching it because I felt like I should be watching it.
And you should be watching
it. And every time I'd say it to Kerry, I'm like, do you want to watch another Succession? And the two of us would be like, yeah, all right. Like, we've nothing else to watch. And then we ended up not watching it for a few days, and then like that, and then you just don't go back. But it was never like, oh my God, what happens next? It was never, I never got that with it. Like,
no,
it was just,
I got it.
Should I have gotten it by that point?
I mean, if you think of like the season one finale, when Kendall is driving the car at the I don't think he's driving. He's in the car at the wedding. Yeah. And it's like, you know, they crash and the kid dies and stuff like that. Like,
I forgot all about that.
That's, you know, that for me is like, I can't wait to watch season two. And then all the shit that happens. Like, did you get as far as L to the OG?
I don't think so.
When Kendall does his rap for his dad?
I don't think so.
It's so good.
So what season?
Four seasons.
And was the last season the best?
I think so. I think they do a great trick where it's like set over the course of like 2 weeks. So each episode is like a day. Like, it wouldn't be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it might be Monday and the next episode is Wednesday, then the next episode is Friday.
Yeah.
But it's kind of all compressed into this like tumultuous time in the company and in the family and stuff.
I think that was my issue. It was I don't care about
you shouldn't care about them. Yeah, that was the great magic trick. Like, these spoiled rich little pricks, and yet I'm like, come on, Kendall, you can do it. Like, even though like he's a horrible person.
I didn't know who I was supposed to be rooting for.
I was always rooting for Kendall because I don't know why.
What the fuck?
So fucking good. Man, like, chills. I just got chills right there. But like the last episode, literally I was like anxious, I was happy, I was furious, and then at the end I was just like disappointed that I'm like, oh, there's no more. And like I remember like being like, did I like that episode? And then I'm like, you know what, it's fucking good if it makes me feel all these things. And then I'm like as opposed to just like sitting there being like,
I seen a thing recently where it was like, isn't it mad how, no, I don't necessarily agree with it, but it was like how Game of Thrones so didn't stick the last series that now it's not even really talked about.
Well,
is that elite level show anymore? Because it ended on such a downward trajectory.
The downward trajectory was like the end of six.
Yeah.
Then like
it became very stark.
7, 8 was like, what, the train's off the tracks here, folks. Like, you know,
And like that, it was like, now it's not seen, it's not hailed as like one of the greatest TV shows.
Like, that House of the Dragon show came out, the like prequel, the prequel series. Didn't watch one episode of it. No. Apparently, the ratings were like 44 million people watched every episode, and like they said, the Succession finale was like 2.7 million, and it's like that's one of their highest rated episodes.
44 million people didn't watch House of the Dragon,
though. Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah, because they're just on the Game of Thrones train, like in the US. Like, I had no interest in it.
Wow, no, I've no interest. That's mad.
Mad. But I tell you what, Elsa's back.
Yeah.
One of the best comedy shows out there. And I know me and you go back and forth on this topic. But I
think you should leave.
I think you should leave, man.
Well, I've never it's one that I like it a little.
I'm gonna sit you down one of these days.
That's the worst thing to do.
It's like Community. It's like Community or like 30 Rock. Like, I'll get you there.
I have to do it in my own time. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll feel like your man from Clockwork Orange.
But like, I just had it on the other night, and like Faye doesn't really like it.
Yeah,
and then she was, I don't know, it was like there's an episode called a sketch called The Driving Crooner. And then even when she was in the car the other day, like, we were referencing it, and I'm like, oh, it's fucking so.
I got this motherfucker now. I put it on last
week. Did you watch the...
No, I didn't see anything else.
No, but did you watch the first episode of the third season, or?
Yeah, I think so. I just said play. I think that was it.
It was your man.
It was like
Barley. I have no problem going on my phone.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I just went back to season one. I don't know. But I put it on, and like I was saying to Kerry, I was like, oh, I remember this was pretty good. We should check it out. So she's like, yeah, grand. And then I put it on, and then like 30 seconds later, I just went like exit. And she was like, no. I was like, it needs a certain vibe at bedtime.
Yeah, okay. Maybe it's like a pre-bedtime watch.
Yeah.
You know, like at 8 o'clock.
I got a watch by myself.
An 8 o'clock watch or yeah. 9 o'clock watch.
I've a nice window of free time from about 8 to 9:30.
Perfect time.
Kerry
watches
her thing, I watch my thing. Started watching Breaking Bad yesterday.
I did a whole rewatch on the lead up to the end of Better Call Saul.
It seems to be back in the zeitgeist, or at least maybe last year. There's a lot of Breaking Bad memes, and I don't know why, I just got the appetite to watch it again.
Look, it's really, really good.
What is it? There's something there.
I don't know.
I expected you to be like, hey, there we go.
After watching Better Call Saul, I'm like, I think I'm more Better Call Saul, man. Like, I think...
Why?
Good question. I don't know. Maybe it is just...
Overkill, like for
Odenkirk, not overkill.
I know his name.
No, I think, but like he's so fucking good. Like he is so good in it. Like,
yeah,
you know, because
better than Bryan Cranston. Is
well,
it just,
like I think it's because the Bryan Cranston thing. You're like,
are you Cranston out?
Kind of a little bit. Like
you Cranston out?
Kind of a little bit. It was so amazing at the time, and it is so amazing when you watch it.
Yeah,
but I'm also like, part of it, I'm just like. I don't know when what Odenkirk was giving me, it seemed like way more layers.
Right.
Whereas Cranston, it kind of was just like, Jesse. When I watched it back, I was like, man, that guy shouts a lot. Like, and it, like Jesse.
That's really good.
Yeah. There was a lot of that, like,
yeah.
You know. Whereas you get way more Mike in Better Call Saul as well. It's
right.
Like, something about him being like, Walter, you know.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, neither can I. Like, Jonathan Banks is a hard one to do.
Which thing's your best impression?
I don't know. They put me on the spot.
What are you thinking? I'm working on my De Niro. Okay?
Here we go.
Okay, give me a line.
First person to ever do that impression. Okay.
Give me a line. I'm getting character.
New sneakers? Okay. Let's see.
Putting you on the spot again.
Yeah, no. Trying to think of a line from.
Give me a line. Give me anything.
You can milk a cat. You can milk anything with nipples, pretty much.
Okay. Well, no, he actually says that. Give me a line.
I'm Ben Stiller, so that's the line I'm saying.
You can milk a cat.
I say that.
Okay, well, I don't know the next line. I'm just saying, just give me a line to repeat.
Oh,
as
sorry. Okay.
Any random.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
No, he says that. Yeah, the movie.
Giving you the line. So I say.
No.
You can milk a cat. You can milk anything with nipples.
Okay, but I don't know the line.
Then you say, I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
No.
That's the De Niro
this
line.
Is the game. The game is, you just give me a random line, not said by Robert De Niro, anything. Just a random, pick a sentence and I'll say it as De Niro.
What ice cream flavor do you want?
Okay, great.
You're very unclear, by the way, in this improv class that you're teaching me.
Okay. So what? I'm actually gonna totally butcher it now as well. Okay. So what? What ice cream flavor do you want?
Okay.
What ice cream flavor do you want? Huh?
I mean, I was always proud of my Nixon.
Go.
That's my style. I like to kick them when they're down. I go into people's houses at night and wreck up the place.
Now, is that Nixon or is that Zoidberg doing Nixon?
It's Billy West. Yeah, it is Zoidberg. It's him doing Nixon from Futurama. Although, I got complimented on my impression of Nixon from Frost. So it's Frank Langella from Frost Nixon. Where he says, it's Michael Sheen, I think he's talking, he's like, you should marry that woman. he can't be extradited. There's no taxes in Monaco. Something like that. And like somebody's like, that's a good Nixon. I was like, fucking yeah.
You know when you know you've got a good impression where you feel it?
You just vibes.
You just feel it.
Just have fun with it.
Sometimes I'll do something with Kerry or I'll do an impression and then she'll be like, great impression. Or I'll say, great impression. She'll be like, I know, I felt a bit like him there for a second. You know when you feel it that I got this motherfucker now. That's what I'm trying to work on for some reason, my impressions.
Being in the moment.
I'm trying to work on the moment. I'm trying to work on my impression.
Give me a bit of Pesci.
Hey, I'm trying to work on my impressions. How about I come over there and knock your fucking head?
That's not bad. You got it there with the fucking you big stuttering prick.
You stuttering prick.
Yeah, there you go.
I worry about you sometimes, Henry. You may crack
under pressure.
Is this intolerable?
Yeah, I don't know. We're back. We've got so much to give.
We're just excited to be back. Listen,
John Wick 4.
Yeah, go on.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It does things. I mean, it is a bit long.
Oh, fuck off. 2 hours 45.
It's a bit long. But there's something about it that I love. Like, there's bits in it where it's like John Wick is like in Japan. Standing beside like a red blossom tree with neon lights.
Oh, I love it already.
You're like, wow. And like, they're not saying it. And then it's like, you've returned, Wick. And he's like, I had to.
That's pretty good. That's fucking good.
And then it was like, they'd have this like talk and it's like, they're here. It's like a shootout for like 30 minutes. Like bang, 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 bang. And then it's like, they're able to like switch from that to like fucking Donnie Yen and another like 90s martial artists have this like real like slow sword fight and you're like, wow, like it's real, like real dramatic, like almost like anime stuff. Nice. And it's like
I can't tell you how much I love Asian neon rain reflection.
The first hour and a half maybe of the movie is this.
Love
that's
it.
Like the and then the next scene will be somebody will get a piece of paper and it's like, the exchequer is here to see you. You have to take the night train. He's like, the night train? And if it's this thing that hasn't been used in years, you're like, all these silly rules that like I don't care. I like part of me is like, yeah, I like it, and the part of me is like, this is so stupid, but like
you're along for the ride.
It's so well done. Like that last hour of the movie is essentially the Warriors. Like he's in Paris and he has to make it to some place by 6 a.m. But the bounty on his head has been up to like $40 million. So it's literally every assassin in Paris is trying to like kill him. And it's like they have a DJ and all being like, well, John Wick made it past here, but he's gone down to the Arc de Triomphe or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, just fucking class.
Where would you rank it out of the four John Wicks?
I mean, it's gone so ridiculous that like, I still think the first one is the best one.
Yeah.
Because I just love that whole...
There's a semblance of reality in that one.
But I love the whole thing. It's like the mob boss. And it's like, I hear you struck my son. And he's like, that's right, I did. That's John Leguizamo there. But I...
Who's that?
You know, Luigi Mario from... You know, John Leguizamo. Played Luigi in the Mario Brothers movie in
93. Yeah. I think I know.
Yeah.
He's like, of all the things.
That's right, I did, sir. And then he's like,
yeah, that's good.
And then he's like,
just do this.
He's like, why did you do that? He's like, well, sir, he stole John Wick's car and killed his dog. And he's like, oh. Like, you're like, oh shit. Like, the mere mention of John Wick's name, the mob boss is like shitting himself.
Brilliant.
And then, like, it just kind of gets, they're all great, but it just gets so, like, twisty up with their mythology.
I went to see the, speaking of the Super Mario Brothers movie.
That's odd.
I loved it. People thought it was all right or didn't like it at all. I loved it. It had everything I wanted. It had nostalgia. It was kind of funny in parts. It was a kid's movie.
The best part about it was Jack Black. By far.
That was the funniest part about it.
He was the best part. Chris Pratt, terrible performance.
I thought he was
Mario's
funny.
So low energy, like.
Yeah. But you need that. You don't want to, woohoo! Like, for an hour and a half.
I wanted
to. You know what I mean?
Yahoo! We're not just playing the clips. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But I thought Charlie Day was good as Luigi.
The Donkey Kong stuff, all the Cranky Kong, all that stuff. Like, and it's like, you know what we're going to need? Cats.
But like, think
if
about
I was
it,
a child,
like,
I'm sure I would have loved it.
We liked the original Mario. Well, I, don't
know, I didn't.
I liked it because it was
up,
Mario.
Fucked
you know
up
what
movie,
I mean?
Like.
And when I went with Joni, it was a real like, you know, because like we were playing Mario Kart last night. We love Nintendo and
who
Mario.
Who do you play as?
Mario.
Mm.
Or Metal Mario.
You unlocked that guy.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know it was an unlock thing. And for ages, this is how stupid I am. We were playing with the Switch controllers, and every time it would start, mine would veer left. And I'm like, what? This is broken. I need a new controller. And then I Googled it. It was like, you have motion sensor on. Or not motion sensor, motion controls. Yeah. I was like, oh, just tick. Oh, now it's great again.
Eat my dust, Joni.
Yeah. And like, you know what? It's frustrating because like, I do let her win because it's a little bit hard. Sometimes I'll stay back and I'll like fend off people who are about to get her. Like I'll red shell them just to keep the peace. Like I'm fine, we're coming second. Maybe I sneak first in one, but I'll make sure she wins overall.
Pathetic.
But the point is, good movie.
Yeah, okay,
man. I liked it. It's okay. And I tell you, I went to the movies. We had a date night a month or two ago. I went to see The Pope's Exorcist.
Oh, I've been intrigued.
Derry, it's like
Russell Crowe, like hamming it up. Yes,
it's like The Exorcist and Men in Black combined. That's how I would describe it. It's funny. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but it is a serious movie. Russell Crowe is what makes it. Like he's funny. Like that's the thing. Like he's kind of like the sort of. In the sort of like Brad Pitt style, terrible comparison, but like nothing fazes him, sort of still manages to be funny even in the most insanely stressful situation. It was good though.
I love how he's embracing his like beefy side of things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's just a big, big old guy now. I watched that one, Unhinged.
Oh yeah.
Which was like the first movie to be in cinemas after a lockdown or whatever. And it's like him as like a road rage guy and... It's like, I don't know what, some girl cuts him off, her and her family, and he spends the rest of the film trying to like kill her, basically run her off the road and like murder her family. But he makes it. He's like huge. And like there's a bit in it, he's wearing a blue shirt and it's like the ring of sweat around. They're like, oh.
Let me tell you how fat I've gotten, right?
Okay. How fat is it?
I've gotten so fat. First of all, I got this t-shirt yesterday. It's an XL. Okay.
You've gone up?
Oh, it's so comfortable. I'll tell you why I've gone up. I mean, first of all.
You don't look like you'd need to go up to XL.
Oh, look.
Okay.
You know? you agreed too fast there, Terry.
5 months. Five months gone.
I'm expecting in November. but all because I have this belly now, all of my clothes that I previously had are too small.
Mm-hmm. Don't throw them out. They're good incentives to get back into shape.
But what I noticed is I'm feeling like a draft under my t-shirt. You know those people who like their belly stick out and their t-shirts stick out as well?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that draft. So I'm one of these guys now whose gut is going to start appearing under his t-shirt.
You don't want that.
So I've got to get in shape. I'm going to get in shape. So that's my plan. I kind of feel like I need someone to hold me accountable. No,
accountability buddy.
Maybe you. I was gonna because I need some sort of like recording. Not I don't want to record me getting.
This
in shape.
Will help. We're gonna be on camera. This will help. You know,
yeah,
as of like you want to get in shape.
220 pounds mm-hmm. is what I weighed. First time I weighed myself in about 2 years. Heaviest I've ever been.
This is as heavy as I've been since I was 19, I think.
Were you heavier than... I don't mean... Were you heavier than this? Were you heavier than
before? Yeah. I think...
I don't remember you being that big in school.
No, it was after school. It was like post-school, pre... Like, I'd say about 20.
I worked with you at 19.
Yeah, but like...
I don't remember you being...
I drank a lot and like ate a lot, like... Maybe I carried it well, I don't know, but like I was heavier. I was heavier than I am now. And like I'm like 224 now.
Oh nice.
Carry it. If I didn't have those shoulders.
Well. But you don't have the belly that I have.
I do have a belly, man.
You're sucking in.
That's it.
Fuck off. You're sucking in there.
No, I mean I can push it out like that.
That's normal, right?
That's actually sore, like to push it out. Like,
just sit normally.
That's me sitting normally.
Fuck off.
Yeah. But this t-shirt's pretty good. Anyway, we're almost out of time.
So what are we doing here, T?
Okay, so what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the upcoming miniseries we got going on.
Yeah, let's talk about that first.
So we're going to be jumping back into our What's So Great About topic. And the first one up on the docket is my man, my fave, Paul Thomas Anderson, PTA, to his friends. 10 movies, all bangers.
Okay.
All bangers. I contest.
Is this like next week? I don't know, I have to watch the first one by next week?
Maybe we'll do another easy breezy and then like let you ramp up to it.
I don't mind kicking off. Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't mind.
Okay.
We'll talk about that off camera.
Yeah.
But
we could do it. I could get that watched easily by
next week. We do the first one just us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll start lining up some friends.
Okay.
And should we talk about the other thing we got going on?
So first of all, PTA, and we were going to do a Terry week and an Andy week because it was too much for me.
Andy, it was too much.
It was too much for me. I nearly had a breakdown. That's why we ended on Pig with Nicolas Cage. We had more to go.
And we had more before Pig. Pig was always... Oh no, we had one more after Pig. And we had two more to be skipped before Pig.
Yeah, and I still had to just cut it there. It was like, I can't do this. But certainly in this format, much better. And also, cause I was like, I want to talk about other things and blah blah blah. Whereas now that I've got my own little
island,
I'm happy with my own little content creation island. That I'm happy to do movies and chat shit about that. So, So PTA, Paul Thomas Anderson. So what's the first movie if people want to watch along?
Hard Eight.
Oh.
I don't know where you're going to find it.
Oh.
It's the only one of his. It's the only one of his that's not readily available. Stars John C. Reilly.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Samuel L. Jackson, and Philip Baker Hall, aka Bookman from Seinfeld.
Is it long?
I think it's like 90.
Okay.
It's one of his early ones. It's not too long. They do, I will say, ramp up quite quickly. Like Boogie Nights is 2+, Magnolia is like 3 hours, but it's 3 hours of excellence. Andy, split it over 2 nights if you're not going to watch it more. Can we put our cards on the table here? No watching it on your phone in the car.
Sometimes that helps.
No, Andy, come on.
That helps.
You were
sometimes.
Talking about, when we had Erin on, she was like, "Do you think that was the best format for you?" And she was right to call you out on it. She was right.
That was only the last like half an hour of the movie. I was still.
Climax of the movie.
Sometimes
the emotional climax.
And I'm sure you will understand that sometimes it's better to watch it without other vibes.
Yeah.
If I'm watching it,
you just said 8 to 9:30 is.
Yeah. So I can do that. Yeah. And I'm getting a laptop tomorrow, Terry. Motherfucking Intel i7 laptop. Actually,
yeah, I didn't know what that meant when you said it to me.
Don't worry about it. But so I can watch it on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because sometimes I think it's better to watch some on my own. If I know Kerry's not into it, then I'm like double.
She thinks about Hard Eight. If she doesn't like the vibe.
I'm not going to show her that. I'm not going to show
her. Boogie Nights, she'll like.
Boogie Nights.
They kind of say it's like his homage to Scorsese. And it's fucking deadly.
Great. Okay. Boogie Nights. I'm excited about
Boogie
Nights.
Very entertaining, very funny.
I actually have no idea what is coming up on the thing. But we're going to line up some good guests, some good friends, some who've been on before, maybe some who haven't. I'm very fucking excited to be back, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't mean to swear, but
to get our plugs in, you can find Andy over on his YouTube.
Over on my many socials. I'm enjoying doing my YouTube show, so check me out on YouTube and anywhere on social media at Andy Campbell. My TikTok is about to be banned. Another copyright violation. Another strike. So
how many do you get before you're kicked
I think
off?
You get three. And that's my first strike, but I've had a few videos removed
why
for copyright.
Why is it copyright?
Sky Sports own it.
Oh, right, okay. But it's on YouTube. Yeah?
I can't put it up on there, too. Well, actually, I can.
You're taking the stuff from YouTube, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do. It's like a whole... It's a whole thing. Okay. But, anyway, yeah, that's where you'll find me and Terry.
Get me. Follow me on my Twitter, TheBoyToner, or I'm over on Instagram. I think it's TerryToner22. You'll probably just... I'll pretty much just plug my radio show on 8 Radio that I do on a Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. That's tomorrow. Shit. Friday at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 12 noon.
Good show.
Yeah, it's good music, good times, and very little of me. You know, I talk about a minute.
That's my only complaint. Not enough, Terry.
4 minutes per hour is enough when you have the tunes bopping.
The tunes are good.
So yeah, check me out over there.
And we'll have more details on the live show probably next week. Yeah. And we would hope to see you there.
And next week we'll be talking possibly about Heart Aid.
Yay!
Fingers crossed.
And it's great to be back.
It's great to be back.
Thanks very much for all the support, and we love you.
I mean,
he likes it.
Oh, also Patreon as well.
Oh yeah, we'll be starting that back up soon.
Probably do 2 a week.
Excuse me?
2 a month. Excuse me. Excuse me. Eight a month.
Yeah, our schedules are a little bit different because, you know, of all the extra dependents.
Yes.
So
probably, we'll probably slow it down. You were getting 4 a month. I think it'll probably be between 2 and 3 a month.
And possibly the, and hopefully, I will try at least once a month to also get a solo cast in there as well.
You get your €5 worth because we got rid of the $1 tier.
Right, back down. Yeah, if you were on the $1 tier, you're out.
Yeah.
I've been so insulted in all my life.
Right. Well, this was fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Blast. Let's end it this time. Okay. Just end it.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here to honor my dad's life and work. So when Rhea was planning this thing, she asked me to help out with a tribute of a certain flavor. Just remember, I'm not a professional. Born on the North Bank, king of the East Side, 50 years strong, now he's rolling in a sick ride. Handmade suits, raking in loot. 5-star general, y'all best salute. Yo, bitches be catty, but the King Kong daddy. Rock all the haters while we go roll a fatty. Squiggle on the decks, Kenny on the rhymes, and Logan big ballin' on Hampton's time. L to the OG, dude be the OG. A-N, he playin' like a pro. L to the OG, dude be the OG. A-N, he playing like a pro. A1 ratings, 80k wine, never gonna stop, baby, fuck Father Time, bro. Don't get it twisted, I've been through hell, but since I stand dad, I'm alive and well. Shaper of views, creator of news, father of many, paid all his dues. So don't try to run your mouth at the king, just pucker up, bitch, and go kiss the ring. L to the OG, dude be the OG.
A-N, he playing like a pro.
L to the OG, dude be the OG.
A-N, he playing like a pro.
L to the OG, dude be the OG.
A-N, he playing like a pro.
See, L to the OG, dude be the OG.
A-N, he playing like a pro.
When I say L, you say O, G. L to the 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 motherfucking O, G.